On the Mac OS X system, not about doing graphical programming, creating apps like Safari or iTunes and Pearl. So I apologize if there was any confusion. I won't be offended if you leave now because you were looking for something else. But this is about using Pearl to glue together parts of the Mac OS X system. So with Apple, there are a lot of different code names and project names for all of their different technologies. So the first one I want to talk about is Cocoa. And Cocoa is the low-level APIs for building applications. Not only graphical applications, but also server applications for Mac OS X. And it's written in Objective-C. Objective-C is a very thin layer of orchestrating extensions on top of C. And the reason why Cocoa is written using Objective-C instead of some other mainstream programming language like C++ is because these frameworks are very old. They came from NextStep in 1987 or 1989. And they've been evolving for the past 15 years. So what we're left with today is a system that has a lot of orchestrating programming going under the hood. A lot of applications that use the Windows system, Aqua, that use these Cocoa APIs, these system APIs. There are also ways to knit programs together using other technologies like AppleScript. And there are some command line interfaces that can plug into this whole layer of software. And the way Cocoa works, it's literally layered on top of a lot of other software. The Cocoa APIs are at the topmost level, on top of the kernel, on top of the BSD kernel, Darwin, and some other higher level abstractions that are built on top of the kernel. And then applications use another set of abstractions called the foundation classes. And there's some other stuff going on the side. If you want to write graphical Mac OS applications today, you have a lot of choices. The preferred way to develop is through using Cocoa. But if you have an old Mac OS 9 application, there's some shims to run the old code. If you don't like using Objective-C for whatever reason, then you can use Carbon, which is all C-based, or you can use Java. So that's where Cocoa fits into the whole picture on Mac OS 10. So what does Objective-C look like? Well, a lot of people haven't seen Objective-C because it's not a very heavily used language. But it's C-like. If you're familiar with C, it looks very much like C, except for these little bits inside the square brackets. Those are the Objective-C object invocations. Method declarations in Objective-C are a very slight variation on function definitions in C. So we have a class definition for my document. It starts with this implementation, goes into this add end token, and the functions that start with a plus or a minus are the actual methods that we would call. So it's just a little bit of syntax, but it's all of the same principles that you're familiar with from object-oriented programming in Perl or C++ or Java. So Objective-C gives us this interesting mix of C code, so it's high-performance C code, but also all of the dynamic behaviors that we get from a good object-oriented language. So like I said, these are very old APIs. They've been evolving for over 15 years. The reason why Next took Objective-C instead of some other language to do all of this work is because this work is quite old. It actually predates modern C++. So C++ wasn't available when these began. All of this work was done a long time ago. It actually predates Visual Basic, Visual Studio, GNOME's Glade, Qt Designer. So if you're familiar with the idea of throwing a bunch of components onto a little window and plugging them together and adding a few snippets of code, it came from NextStep. And one of the reasons why Objective-C has lasted is because it's like Perl. If you want to do some work in procedural C code, that's fine. You can do that. If you want to knit it together in an object-oriented fashion, you can create the Objective-C classes. And it's also a little bit like Java because it isn't hard-coded like C++ is. It's it's dynamic. You can change the implementation of a class when you load a program. So the reason why Next and Apple kept Objective-C is because of this really cool piece of technology called the Interface Builder. That drives the graphical development environment. But because Objective-C is so very useful for graphical applications, it bleeds down into the lower level features. So Objective-C lets us build an application very quickly using Interface Builder, test the application, and then go into something like Xcode or Project Builder to add the little snippets of application logic, keeping the interface and the application separate. And it's because of this really cool piece of technology that the Interface Builder works. It wouldn't be possible using this in C. So just I wanted to give a quick demo of why Interface Builder and Objective-C is so important. So this is what Interface Builder looks like when you start it up. There's no code behind this at the moment. This is a completely empty form, like you might find in Visual Basic. I have a component palette over here where I can drag components and connect them together. So I'll take this web view and throw it onto this window and give it a little bit of extra room. Then I'll take a text box and just kind of put it on here as well. Again, that's all I've done. Is put two components on a window. So I can test out the inner, oh wait, I have to do something else now. I have to connect one to the other. And I want to say that whenever I hit return in that text box, it takes the contents of that text box and sends an Objective-C message, take string URL from, to the big blue square, the web view. So just connect that. And now I can test my interface, put in a URL here, and boom, I have a web browser. No code. I could spend a little bit more time futzing with this so that the window behaves properly, so it expands and in the right way, but that would be like another 2 minutes of effort. So this is why Objective-C is powerful. This is why, even though some of these toolkits were designed, or their ancestors were designed back in 1987, are still in use today. And this is why Objective-C is still so prevalent in Mac OS X. So I'll quit this whole test application. Apple's been really, really, really good in supporting their developers.